This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, day two at the Health Freedom Congress, U.S. Health Freedom Congress, expanded to our friends in Canada because we got an exciting guest that I haven't seen since I was in Canada about a month ago, and that's up and coming. Super Don is with me for the warm-up to the interviews that we have set up for you, including going into the youth category. I got a 17-year-old approval from mom to record with her earlier today, and that's going to be an interesting interview. Cassidy Albrecht will be joining us too. Super D, what do you make of that? Going for the young people now.
Bah humbug! Right?
Stop it with those young people. They don't know
young whippersnappers. No. Listen, I mean the younger generation. We used to be the younger generation at one time, right? So you know we got to remember that we were in those shoes at one point. So we always want to get the younger perspective. Listen, we talk a lot about the younger generation. There is a difference, and there are some differences that we might be like old people and kind of have a little fun with. But on the other hand, as time goes on and we learn more about this younger generation, we're finding out that they got some smarts, right?
Yes.
I mean, they've got some good heads on their shoulders, and they have a lot more. In fact, I'm still intrigued about the article that we covered a while back talking about how the younger generation has more in common with our grandparents than they do with us. I think that's kind of cool.
That is kind of cool. I think the Generation Z, which is, you know, my son and my daughter are in that generation. And, you know, that's where we're going to go this hour with Cassidy. Also, in hour two, a follow-up with David Steffen, because we had him on in Canada when we were at Total Health. It was 3 days before the Supreme Court ruling was delayed, come down and on his behalf to say, you know what, that was a mistrial. That was not a right trial. You got to retry this thing. So we're going to get an amazing update on David Steffen from David. And we'll be able to review some of his discussion today. You know, he's one of the presentations on courage, right? Because he stood up in the face of some really, really scary stuff. So that's coming up today. We'll try to get to a couple of questions of the day, squeezing in even one in this segment. But Super Don, I feel, as I embrace these experiences and when I come up to these events, you're really immersed in them. You don't see a lot what's going on in the other world, the rest of the world, right? Mm-hmm. And I like to give people a glimpse in, but I always have to ask you a little bit to help me glimpse out, because how could we not acknowledge whatever is going on that Trump went to South Korea, Singapore to meet with
Singapore,
and the leftists are crying foul. You know, it's like never did they love peace. That was only about political ideology.
They are going to cry foul because it's Trump.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, you know, he could usher in the second coming of Jesus Christ and it would still be something that they would have an issue with. He met with Kim in Singapore. There's still a lot of back and forth as to whether it's a good thing, a bad thing. Is this just a kind of a stunt? Is it going to amount to anything significant or substantial? Can we trust Kim? I don't know. This is just one of those things where no matter where you fall on Trump or the politics of it.
Yeah.
Fact is, this is history. History has taken place. First time ever that a sitting U.S. president has met with the leader of North Korea. So say what you will. I don't see that anything bad could come out of this. I mean, the worst that can happen here is they got together. It looked like things were going to be okay. Things are going to move forward. There's a possibility of denuclearization. We might all get along. We could establish, relationship with North Korea. And that could benefit both sides. Or, you know, Kim goes home and he decides, screw you guys. I'm going home and, things are the same as they were before. So.
Well, it's the Dennis Rodman School of Diplomacy, but actually, got to give props to Rodman for doing more to, make motions for peace than the previous presidents, Obama, Bush, and Clinton combined, apparently, in this regard. So, folks, go back and listen to the interview on Sunday with Ann Archer Butcher, author of Inner Guidance, because she had worked with Trump for 12 years, and she had never really come out public and talked. She's talked to me about these things and about her relationship with Donald Trump and what he revealed to her about, things when no one was listening. And I think it was time to really give another side to the story because, and my message here at the U.S. Health Freedom Congress, because there's questions about media, how do we overcome that? And it's like, you really don't. You've just got to get people listening to other sources for information and checking in with their inner, whatever you call it, barometer or gut check, to kind of sense it beyond just the emotional reactions that have been programmed into you. Maybe not this audience so much. I hope not. But so many people are just the effect of whatever they're told to believe, and then they think it's their own thoughts. They can't differentiate. So a lot of the anger and angst and fear, again, if it's fear, if it's driven by fear, it's typically driven by those who are motivated to control you and manipulate you. And I don't think I'm exaggerating when I say that, Super Don. I really feel like it's not that there's nothing to be ever afraid of. That's not the point. But a lot of my message here is about being on mission and on purpose. And when you are, you don't let fear control you. If it creeps in, you just kind of quickly brush it aside because you know it's not the message that's congruent with the mission and the passion that you may have to do the right thing.
What's wrong with you, Robert Scott Bell? Don't you know that fear is the lifeblood of talk radio? I mean, you are such a rebel. We're supposed to be scaring everybody into, buying underground bunkers and survival food.
I suck at this talk radio thing. I don't think it's going to work out after all these years.
By the way, I just want to give an update. We ended the show last night. I believe we ended it with, or maybe it was out on the YouTube. Mm-hmm. Where you made mention of Larry Kudlow. He'd had a heart attack yesterday.
Oh, yes. What's he up to?
And apparently he's in good condition. He was at whatever the hospital is. They always take the politicians to Mount Sinai or whatever. And apparently he's okay. He's in good condition. So kind of a scare that I know that you like Larry Kudlow and people who are familiar with him. I think didn't he have a regular spot on like CNBC or something like or Bloomberg or something like that?
Well, he was also a supporter of Ron Paul.
Right.
He really gave him respect, and I respect that. And so from an economist perspective, I would take more seriously things that he would say rather than a full-on Chicago school of Keynesian economics. Right. So for me, Trump made a good decision in bringing him into the administration. So I only hope that he listens to the Robert Scott Bell Show and he can learn, hey, statin drugs aren't the key to you, and your longevity here. There are other ways to go.
Now, this was good. They're calling this a very mild heart attack. So maybe this is just kind of a warning shot across the bow, right?
Yeah. Wake up call for Larry Kudlow. All right. Folks, let's do a question of the day here. And I know we don't have the theme to play because I'm out and about, and that's fine. This one's coming in from Mila, M-I-L-A. I hope I said that right. And I'm going to assume it's a woman. What do you think? Should we go with that?
Yes, I think that's a safe bet.
Safe bet. Dear Robert, my 7-year-old son bumped his head with another boy in PE 3 weeks ago. By the way, I remember when my son was like 6 years old or so, or maybe five, and he were going for a ball, and he hit this other kid on the head and like knocked his two front teeth out early. So he was like front toothless for an extra long period of time before his adult teeth came. I remember those days, Mila. Let's see. As a result, he has six cranial nerve palsy and double vision. Can Silver help him? I started to give it to him 3 days ago, and also I'm using it for his nasal mucus. Should I use silver in his affected eye? How long should I give him the silver? Any other suggestions? Thanks. Well, yeah, my first bet isn't to go to silver in this case. It's the trauma and healing the trauma. Silver is great. There's no problem with the hydrosol form. I know that you're using, Mila, and for those of you watching on the YouTube, you can see I hold up a little bottle of Sovereign Silver here. My first bet is Arnica Montana, homeopathic. In a homeopathic form, you can take it internally immediately. In a topical form, of course, there's a form that's topical. You can apply it to a bruise or a bump, etc. But this is a systemic trauma, clearly, when you have cranial nerve palsy from the hit. That's a serious hit. And I also want you to consider another homeopathic remedy. It's called Natrum Sulfuricum. That's for severe head injury, trauma, concussion of any kind. And so that would be between Arnica and Natrum Sulfuricum. I would immediately begin to integrate those remedies orally as well. And as far as silver, yeah, that's fine. And go to a doctor of chiropractic who is very sensitive, you know, not a forceful one in this case, because obviously you're dealing with a sensitive injury, to see how, you know, what kind of inflammation or soft tissue damage around the vertebrae that are associated with the cranial nerves. And eventually I think we should see recovery. Kids are 10-7, tend to bounce back pretty well, but it sounds like it was a pretty significant hit. Now, in terms of the silver, again, I've talked about the benefit to the nerves as opposed to detriment, like heavy metals are detrimental to the nerves, but the silver seems to facilitate powerful regenerative events, even in neural tissue. So local application, oral application, yes, I've used it in my eyes. My kids have used it in their eyes. My wife has used it in Super Dawn. You've used it in your eyes and your nose and all over. So for you know, to not have to resort to antibiotics or anti-inflammatory drugs, I think is a godsend for a child that's been hurt this way. And of course, there is inflammation in response to an injury. That's normal. But what we want to do is get out of that cycle of injury. So I would also include CBD. Reach out to our friends at pluscbdoil.com, pluscbdoil.com, and administer it. There's a topical ointment you can use locally, and you can use the liquid you can use internally as well to help for brain tissue regeneration and reduction of tissue inflammation. So, with that, I think that's a good opening to the U.S. Health Freedom Congress as we transition now to the youngins. Cassidy Albrecht is scheduled next, a 17-year-old. She's bright. Her mom has said it's okay. We'll get into that in a moment. And then David Steffen, hour two, the untold story, what's going on behind the scenes. Is there going to be a new trial in Canada? And, you know, what he's gone through and what are his inspiring words of wisdom. That's coming up on the Robert Scott Bell Show today. Check it out. Links are up in the show notes. Thanks to Super Don, robertscottbell.com. And we'll be back with Super Don to wrap it up at the end of the second hour. Stick with us.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1-3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, here we are back at the U.S. Health Freedom Congress and a very special perspective being brought to you by a 17-year-old. That's right. We've got someone who's 17 on the Robert Scott Bell Show right now. Her name is Cassidy Albrecht, and she is attending with her mother and her sister. Mm-hmm. Is this the first U.S. Health Freedom Congress you've been to?
This is my second. I was here years ago.
We met 2 years ago.
Yes.
You were a lot smaller then.
I was 15.
Right? Yeah, so you've grown up big, and at 17 now. My son is 18, and he's just graduating high school. Do you have one more year?
Yeah, okay. I'm going to go into senior year in August.
Okay, awesome. So, obviously, if your mom was here before with you, right?
Mm-hmm.
What was bringing her into this arena?
Well, so a lot of what brought my mom into Health Freedom was the concern of vaccine injury, which came from actually me. We were living in Japan back when I was born. I was born there.
Where were you in Japan?
We were living in Tokyo. My parents are missionaries.
Wow. Okay.
But so when we were living there, obviously in like 1990s, there were like concerns about vaccination safety and stuff. And I know that my mom met like a nurse at one point. You could ask her more about that later. But mm-hmm. And she kind of had concerns about that. My older sister, she was stillborn. And so when they had me, my mom wanted to do like all the right things, you know? And then of course with Dr. Andrew Wakefield concerned about the combined MMR vaccine. And then in Japan, they had them all available separately. Mm. So then I got them separately. But when I got them, I had like reactions and I like broke out in hives at one point. And I also had like, you know, swelling and stuff like that. So even though, like, my mom wanted to do the right thing as per all the scheduling and stuff like that, she got a lot more suspicious after I had it adverse reactions. And then when I was in Yochen, which is like Japanese preschool, I had a reoccurring ear infection that came back a lot. So she kind of got into alternative medicine and health freedom and stuff like that.
Were you on a lot of antibiotics for your ear infections?
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, I was on that. That was my history.
Oh, no.
Right?
It was not fun at all. We went to a lot of doctors everywhere. Mm-hmm. And I remember at one point, naively, I was like, told this doctor, I was like, my mom doesn't like your medicine. And mom was kind of like,
you said that to the doctor?
Yeah.
That's great. And how did the doctor respond to that?
Like, mom was kind of like, whoa, because she was kind of like, you know, desperately looking for a fix and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, well, let's see if this works and see what happens. But eventually, we got into homeopathy. There's this lady called Dr. Leela, who is in India, who we kept in contact with for a while over the internet, who gave us recommendations for remedies and such, and they helped out a lot.
Well, how would you describe the severity of your own injury? I mean, obviously you were going through it and what your mom has told you about what happened to you and how you recovered, that kind of thing.
Well, there's a lot of things. So first of all, in my mom's side, we have a history of asthma. My grandpa had, he has asthma problems. My uncle and my mom also, but my mom, when she was like an infant, she had a history of infant asthma. And then, but when I was a kid, not only did I have problems as a baby, I also did as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I wheezed up a lot and I couldn't run in gym and stuff like that. And I didn't have an inhaler until we came back to America and actually got like a prescription for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then in addition to that, after I came back to the States, so that's where our doctor was.
How old were you then?
I was eight.
Eight, so you came back.
I was going into third grade when we moved to the States. We finally decided to get me tested for allergies and sensitivities, and I came back.
Did they do the test where they poke holes in your back?
No.
They did that for me.
I got blood tests.
Blood tests, okay.
Yeah.
So once there's one in, pull that blood out.
Yeah, because when I was in Japan, I had a lot of, I kind of went like mood swings. I was kind of all over the place. I get really like teary and emotional about like really small things. Like I had high expectations for stuff. And then when it didn't go my way, I'd go like hissy fit, full blown.
So some people that are diagnosed Asperger's autism spectrum will have that sensitivity. It's like everything has to be in perfect order.
Yeah.
So would they describe that you might have been on the spectrum scale in some way?
Like my mom doesn't really want to think about that.
Sure,
so sometimes like they do like talk about that, but we just kind of were like, well, let's just get you tested for allergies and see what we can do.
Okay.
And so we got, and at that time my favorite drink was milk. So I come in from playing with my best friend and then I see on the table that there's water in my cup. And I was like, did we run out of milk? But no, everyone else.
What happened? They found out you were allergic to milk?
So I got the test back and they said, these are all these things that you could be potentially sensitive to. So it was like dairy, eggs, gluten, peanuts.
Big dietary shift is on.
Oh, yeah. Huge dietary shift.
Stand by. We're going to take a break. We're going to be right back with more from Cassidy Albrecht at the U.S. Health Freedom Congress, getting a real history of health and healing from a young person here in these United States.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com.
and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Daigle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we're talking with Cassidy Albrecht, and she is, I don't know, 17 years old. My son's 18. It's like post-millennial. I think you guys are the next generation.
I think we're known as Generation Z.
Z, yeah, that's it, right? Which is a cool thing. Yeah, it could be Generation Z. And so my son has not been vaccinated. Mm-hmm. And he's been raised organically. He's never even had an antibiotic instead of, you know, those kinds of things. We have silver, right? Mm-hmm. We use the sovereign silver and things.
Get
and
that so promo in.
He did, yeah, he didn't have the health issues that I had growing up, which you're describing. Mm-hmm. Kind of what my upbringing was like. Respiratory ailments, allergies. You had just discovered, my gosh, you're allergic to everything. They start pulling all the things you like off your table.
That was traumatizing.
And now, does your mind go, oh my gosh, I'm going to suffer now? Or is there a way to get rid of these allergies?
Well, so when I was a kid, I didn't really understand the fact that, like, the fact that we were trying to change my diet was something that was good for me.
Right.
I just kind of thought that I was being, like, they're just taking everything good away from me that I loved in life, which food is very good. I love food so much.
Mom. Why?
Yeah, it's like, right? Mom and Dad, you're just, like, you're taking everything I enjoy away.
Right.
So for a while, I think a couple years, I was at that school for, maybe 3 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, okay, you need to, so we're going to find a gluten-free bread, which is a disastrous when you're a kid.
Don't you love cardboard?
Oh, man. It was like, we were trying to order stuff, and like, my parents just coming back from Japan, like, we're not getting funded by the mission for, like, school or anything like that, so it's, like, funding's a thing, too.
Sure.
So, like, trying to, like, scour the internet, and of course, at that point, this was, like, maybe 2009, 2010, so there weren't quite as many options in the grocery store as you see right now.
Right.
So I was kind of like, oh, this is disgusting. Well, of course, I'm an elementary schooler, too, so, like...
Had you found homeopathy yet at this point?
Oh, yeah. We've been using it while I was in Japan, too.
Okay,
because
so you were having some natural medicine was being integrated.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Because I did 10 years of allergy shots.
Oh, boy.
It was a mess for me before I discovered homeopathy when I was 24.
Oh, even doing the blood testing was kind of scary for me because I really, when I was in Japan, because I got vaccine exemptions there, there's this thing in the elementary schools that you just have to get tested for TB.
Yeah.
And then they didn't know you're good to go. But, of course, I had to get blood drawn. And so that, like, scared me half to death. So then, like, getting my blood drawn to do an allergy test was like, that was scary.
So let me take that long story, condense it, because I want to get into the health freedom aspects of your experience. But with all these dietary shifts, I'm sure it's some years later now, right? 2018?
Yeah. At one point, I might mention, my mood got better and stuff. And so we're like, well, maybe we can just take you off of it for a while. And then, of course, back then, I didn't really see why this was benefiting to me, so I was kind of like, I was all for it. And then recently, after we moved out of the cities and out into, like, a rural area, I just kind of started taking more deliberate steps for my own health and doing my own research and being like, well, this, I guess if I try to eat better and, like, take dietary restrictions like that I've seen have been affecting me since I was a kid, like, if I try to do this myself, then it's going to benefit me. It's not like I'm just, like, I'm not trying to take away something from myself. I'm actually doing something good.
You feel good about the choices you make, and you're engaged in your own healing process.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
And, like, as you become more independent and, like, think of yourself as an adult, you kind of taking your own steps and
doing your own research. Most adults don't do what you've done. I'm telling you, you're way ahead of the game here. So how are you? Are your allergies better or the same, or are you still working on it?
This year, I've been living in a dormitory. I go to an arts high school that has that.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been kind of experimenting with, like, what to eat and, like, making my own choices in that respect. Mm-hmm. So I've been kind of just been trying to eat less gluten and, like, focusing on supplements, because obviously that dorm lifestyle isn't the most ideal.
It's not like farm living, right?
Oh,
where
no.
You have more control over it. So you're having to navigate some interesting challenges.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm impressed by, your level of engagement in your own health at this age. Like I said, I'm not kidding. Adults will, in their 40s, 50s, 60s, they are, maybe I should participate in my own health. You're getting it as a teenager, which is great. Now, we come to the Health Freedom Congress.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is the health freedom leaders from some all over the world, Canada, U.S., really cool people.
Mm-hmm.
You were just in a breakout session, but we also had yesterday a lot of lectures. I mean, typically at 17, listening to these lectures, you'd be zoning out, bored, wanting to play, your video games. And
there were a couple kids like that.
Yeah, well, and I understand that, but you seem to be pretty engaged. There's obviously something intriguing about this for you. What was it? What's speaking to you here?
Well, so when I was listening to these, a lot of these are kind of like running down my own notes because they're very interesting. Of course, initially I came to the Health Freedom Conference because of my mom 2 years ago, and I was very interested because of vaccine injury and then also like the freedom to practice for like naturopaths and homeopaths, et cetera, et cetera. But I recently got more interested because of my environment and sustainability teacher at my high school who teaches. So originally he practiced, I'm not going to mention his name because he doesn't know about this.
Sure.
But he worked as an independent researcher in a laboratory, and then someone started fudging his results after he'd signed off on them. And then someone put a thing in his mailbox saying, like, someone's doing this. And so he decided to leave before someone decided to prosecute him as, like, you know, like one researcher.
So he was doing environmental science, coming up with conclusions or facts that reached certain conclusions that somebody obviously didn't like.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And would it have anything to do to implicate glyphosate as a problem? Or
possibly. Yeah. I'm not sure exactly what he was researching, possibly product testing or something. But obviously he was kind of suspicious because, you know, independent labs really get, like, they're the good guys, right? So
you think?
Until your research gets fudged.
Right. Well, who's paying for the research sometimes? Yeah, it has an impact on it. That's what they call conflicts of interest. So this professor teacher of yours, did he talk about this with the school, with the class that you learned of this?
Actually, it's kind of more background story to how he got interested in how he teaches. So for a while, he was living in Arkansas. So he was a teacher, and that doesn't make much money in Arkansas. So he was also teaching a physics course for, like, college students who are struggling with that. And then he moved up to Minnesota, but we have, like, better teaching payment and stuff like that, and also, like, better environment for health freedom. He was teaching around, like, global warming and climate change, and then he read Ishmael, which I can't remember the author right now, but it really completely changed his view around what we should be doing to, like, protect, like, public health and, like, steps to take. And so he kind of changed his whole, like, teaching strategy around to talk about, like, glyphosate and the U.S. agricultural system.
Wow.
And then a while later, he had the opportunity to study in Europe to kind of, like, learn more about how, like, the system and structures and stuff work. So, like, talking about, like, the World Health Organization, NAFTA.
So he started seeing,
World Trade Organization.
So he started seeing the corruption at big levels, right? And that's not a comfortable thing to see because when you're in academia, they pretty much want you to toe the line.
Yeah, right? And it's very uncomfortable to think of, like, the agencies that you thought you could depend on are, like, doing stuff that you don't really want them to do. And so a lot of what he taught is kind of, like, teaches, like, the systems and, like, how things work. Because a lot of us kind of come in, well, as teenagers with, like, well, the hope and, like, the kind of naive hope that, like, everything is for the benefit of the public.
Right, and that people say what they mean. They're not lying to you, right? And then they say they're for the environment. They really are.
Man.
But they don't even understand, like you said, how this game is played at that level and what really are the impacts to the environment, like glyphosate being negative and cancer-causing, despite our USDA and sometimes, well, the World Health Organization has acknowledged glyphosate as a problem.
But there's the EPA study, and then there's the World Health Organization study.
Right.
And then, of course, the EPA, the court documents that were unsealed with emails within Monsanto and then emails between Monsanto and the EPA talking about defending glyphosate and like what angles to talk about. I just did a research paper for school just talking about that. So
you sound
really
like the American version of Canada's Rachel Parent. Do you know her?
No, I
Kids
do not.
Right to Know?
Oh.
I've interviewed her a few times on the show. You've got to plug into what she's doing. I think you are right in that alignment, and you're seeing through a lot of these things. So in the health freedom movement, like yesterday, you were exposed to a lot of cool people with a lot of wisdom that have been through this for many years.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that jump out from any of the talks that you heard that really resonated with you?
Ooh, oh, man, there were so many. I thought everything was really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
I know you were taking notes. So it's like, what lights up for you to go, oh, that was really cool.
I didn't want to forget anything, and I really wanted to talk to my teacher about how some stuff he could maybe add for next year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I really liked overall how, like, when they're, like, introducing, like, wisdom, it's like from, well, their past experiences, whether in lobbying or like coming together as, like, a group and not, like, just constructing, like, plans or and such. It's kind of like like as a group of people, as a group of like-minded people, mm-hmm. like we're all able to come and like talk about like things that we all have in common. But then of course we all kind of, well, we all come together around the topic of like health freedom, but uh-huh. we all have our kind of contingent different
Everybody's got
focuses.
Yeah. No, their path within health freedom, that it seems to be the umbrella. We can come together and support one another,
mm-hmm.
strategize together, learn mm-hmm. from each other. And I know that's part of what you were doing, because you had a breakout session on the GMO.
Yes,
and
I did.
The Monsanto-Bayer merger.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know about the origin of Bayer, where they're from?
No, I do not.
So did you learn about World War II Nazi Germany?
Not well, yet. I have, but I'm not sure what angle you're going for here.
Well, and this is the point of what I'd like to see in our education system. When you begin to look at Nazi Germany, it isn't just the atrocities we've heard about, but mm-hmm. that there was a major pharmaceutical company called IG Farben,
mm-hmm.
and they were like the ones experimenting on all the Jews, the gypsies, the gays,
horrible
things. And after the war was over,
mm-hmm.
IG Farben was broken up into a number of different sub.
Oh boy!
Right? So you have Bayer was one of them.
Oh yes. No!
Other, yes, so Bayer is part of that lineage. I call them
so many conflicts of interest
the
here.
The demon spawn of IG Farben. Mm-hmm. So we now have them combining with Monsanto.
Oh, which I mean, Monsanto's gone through some mergers before, haven't they?
It's true. Well, listen, let's take a break. We're going to wrap up this hour talking with Cassidy. A bright light on the horizon right now. Look into the future of health freedom in America, and it's in good hands. We'll be back right after this.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Scott Bell Show. All right, next hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, David Steffen joins me from the U.S. Health Freedom Congress. And right now, Cassidy, did you hear David's talk? He was talking about being, you know, attacked by Canadian.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I sat with him at dinner, I think, yesterday.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Oh, yeah, he was.
So profound. Now, of course, you realize, being young and not naive, that government is the solution for all problems. Why is that? Is that funny? Wait a second.
Oh, boy.
So again, you're 17, but you're not naive. You see this stuff. You see the threat that government poses to freedom,
mm-hmm.
no freedom in particular, but freedom. And so as you look to help solve the problems, if we can call it that, I think that doesn't even do it justice. You know, we mentioned glyphosate, Monsanto, and that's a passion for you to talk about, mm-hmm. cleaning up the food. You stood your ground here as a young person, mm-hmm. said, I want to talk about this. And it was a small group.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a lot of people had different things.
Yeah.
This was your thing. And you had one other adult who was a former, well, she's still a nurse practitioner, but she's medically trained as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so how was your discussion?
So my discussion, so 2 years ago when I went as a group, I wanted to talk about youth awareness and how to talk about, like, vaccine injury and stuff without getting attacked, or when I do get attacked, defend myself. So I had a group of about maybe 6 to 8 people, and we all had like kind of very conducive conversation, which was very nice. But this year I kind of wanted to talk about the topic that I wanted to bring back to my teacher and kind of talk to him about later.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a topic I really wanted to talk about, and it's not centered around youth awareness. So when I kind of started my breakout group, I didn't have that many people come. But then I had some people from another group that wanted to talk about youth kind of come over, and they were like, well, do you want to talk about, like, do you want to just join our group and do a merger and, like, talk about youth? And I was like, well, this is kind of what I want to talk about over here. Like, I, like, understand that as, like, being a youth advocate is, like, it's a very unique thing. And as the fact is that I am 17 and I'm among, like, a group of people who are older and wiser in some ways, but not others.
Yeah. No, listen, I love that you stand your ground. You said, you know, this is what I want to do here.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's unique for us old folks, right? You get together with the young people, see what they think. But it isn't so much about talking about the fact that you're youth, but your perspectives, you know, from through your eyes what you're seeing now. And, you know, yes, granted, there are some elements of naivete in the younger generation. Mm-hmm. It's not as much experience this lifetime. But you also bring some things mm-hmm. far beyond your years. And I think that's what you're standing up and saying, you know what, I'm ready to, let's go here now, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And so you had some response to that? I mean, how did it go?
Well, I had a very wonderful conversation with this lady. We were talking about, I think she has something to do with, like, small seed organizations and stuff like that. And so, like, I knew part of what was going on from what I heard from my environment teacher and what I've heard from my mom. And then I kind of got even more information about other seed conglomerates and, like, small seed organizations and, like, things to kind of fill in the gaps about what I didn't know. Because that's what I was wanting to talk about. Because my topic that I put down was Monsanto and Bayer, like, action plan. And then also, like, what we can do as consumers and what we can do as advocates. So some people might have thought, like, legislation, like, well, this is a done deal. We can't really talk about it. And what I wanted to talk about was kind of like, let's start a conversation mm-hmm. and let's talk about what we can do and, like, let's inform each other about what we know.
Right.
Because everyone comes from different backgrounds.
Sure. But what we can do without waiting for big government mm-hmm. to save us, because they've been part of the problem that creates
oh,
the problem,
no.
Right?
Like, yeah. There's always things we can do to improve legislation, but we just can't depend on them to do everything for us. Mm-hmm. Because the thing is when we start making rules, there's always, like, there are intended consequences and there's unintended consequences. So it'll limit parties that could have been beneficial from before.
Cassidy, you are wise beyond your years. I'm not trying to give you a big head, but you're a great example. I hope that you do reach out to Rachel Parent up there in Canada and connect through social media or however, because you're doing great work and you're not being duped and deceived like many of your brothers and sisters of that generation.
Mm-hmm.
You see that, right? A lot of your friends don't know this stuff.
Oh, yeah. There was, right when I moved into the dormitories, in fact, there was a huge argument about, how ethical vaccinations are. And it was just me and this one other person I met, and we were just like...
Yeah, against everybody.
Oh, man. It was a war.
Listen, stand up for what's right. You know it in your heart, and you got a great mom and dad to help you support you in this way. And sorry your sister had to sleep in. That's okay. We understand. And I appreciate you being on the Robert Scott Bell
Show.
Thank
you.
Really awesome. Cassidy Albrecht, you know what? The power to heal is hers, and it's yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.